there to compare Fifi, Ben and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
Now, you may recall last week I was having a tech disaster week. I changed my new iPhone. I upgraded my new iPhone because Daisy smashed my old phone and I thought, quick, better get a new one. Little did I know, 7 days later, they'd launched the brand new iPhone, which is slightly annoying. Like, honestly, if I'd waited a week, I could have got this new Apple iPhone 13.
Hold on. Is it time for a bit of this?
Why doesn't Husey jump on with you, Fev, and you do your COD thing on your switches? BB talks
tech. Well, you know what? I am talking tech, and I think I'm qualified to do so because I was invited to an Apple conference yesterday.
You were?
Yes. I got an email saying... Well, I think everyone in there who subscribes to Apple got it. Did you get it?
Okay. Yeah, I didn't get one.
I felt like it was just...
I haven't got the Huawei one yet.
When's the Huawei have this?
I don't know.
When I got the email saying you're invited to a big Apple event, I honestly thought that Tim Cook had got word of my tech segments. And I went, hello, I'm now part of the tech community.
Hey, everyone, this is how you don't use an iPhone. Fee, show them what you did.
Now, if you're interested in the new Apple iPhone 13, I've taken what I could out of the conference and this new... Because everyone wants to know is, what's better about the new one? And
what
sometimes
better?
Nothing's better. Okay, here we go. This one has... What has it got here? Oh, what's that? An A15 Bionic chip.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
It's got
more
that
data
in there.
Yeah. That's good.
Well, that promises a speed and battery boost. And if Tim Cook is listening, about time.
So that's the processing unit. No,
okay.
I'm just telling you what it is. I'm not, hey, we're all in this together. I'm telling you.
Bro. Just let her go. Let her go. She's got
Feb
no
did
idea.
Say, to be fair, when you said that chip, Feb said, sweet, more data. Different.
Okay. No, more data, more battery, same thing.
The only thing I would say that I don't understand is how in 2021 we can't have better batteries in phones. Like, that just doesn't make sense to me, and I still think it's a rort. But what else? I've got some other notes I've taken here. Oh, it's got a Super Retina XDR screen.
That's for camera?
No, that promises 20% more brightness.
For camera?
It's got a smaller notch. What's the notch? It says it's got a smaller notch
at the top where the camera is.
Yeah.
You know that little space at the top where the selfie camera is?
Yeah.
That'll be a little bit smaller so it you
so
get
it's
more
smaller
screen.
Photos of you?
No, more screen space. More screen space that's not taken up by that notch.
Really?
I reckon
it's a tiny notch.
That's a, I don't reckon
Why would you need that notch any smaller?
I think you made that up.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Remember when I got my new screen cover and I put it upside down and I covered the notch? I also covered the speaker with my new glass screen protector.
Yeah, I do the same thing.
I wondered why I couldn't hear anyone. Also, we've now got an ultra-wide angle lens, cinematic mode. Can I just be honest? I'm an Apple user. I think they're just making up stuff now. Like, that just sounds like the other phones.
You don't use all the features anyway, let's be honest.
No.
You know what I like? Features. At least Apple is sticking with the proper numerical order. Like they went, you know.
Yes, 12,
I think they skipped
13.
A couple of numbers maybe.
Did they?
But Samsung went Galaxy 9, Galaxy 10, Galaxy 20. Look how far ahead we are, smashing the game. You go, no, you just added 10. You can't be skipping ahead.
101.9 The Fox.
Now we're 6 apps into 9 perfect strangers. We can't get enough of these stories and we... can't get enough of the author of these stories. And finally, we are speaking to her, Leanne Moriarty. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the show, Leanne.
Thank you so much. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Morning. Oh, Leanne. And what is great news is it was a big day yesterday for fans of yours and people who haven't read your books really should, because your new book, Apples Never Fall, it dropped yesterday. It's available now. Leanne, that's got to be a big moment for an author. Is it the day it just sort of, is it like your baby going out into the world?
Yes, it's a very strange feeling. Anxious and excited and sort of exhausted.
I'm sure, I bet. And, I mean, the success of, well, obviously your books, that you've experienced huge success, but now the success of your story's been, translated into television series.
Yeah.
Has that changed in any way you write? Like, does suddenly, I imagine when you started writing, it was in your own bubble. That's, as an author, you're in your own world. But now any pen or you put to paper, the whole world is watching, going, what is this bit of gold she's spinning.
Well, I have to write the book, so I have to go back into that bubble and not think about future adaptations, especially because I have my characters thinking a lot, so I have a lot of internal monologues, so I can't start thinking about the future adaptations. Even with Nine Perfect Strangers, I had a noble silence part of the retreat where they didn't talk for ages on end.
Oh, that's good. Don't have to write.
Speaking about Nine Perfect Strangers, now there's in the book, it's about an AFL player, and obviously in the TV series, it's an NFL player played by Tony. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now the AFL player, who's that about? Anyone in particular?
Well, no, there really wasn't, but because I don't know, I honestly don't know anything. I have an embarrassing lack of knowledge about AFL. But then apparently there was. You can tell me there was some player who sounds very similar to, yeah, because I described his tattoos, didn't I?
Yeah, it sounds very similar to me.
This is Brendan Favola who is thinking of him.
Oh, this is even more embarrassing. Have you got tattoos on?
Yeah, I've got tattoos. I've been in rehab. I had problems. I divorced. Yeah, it sounds very similar to me.
Honestly, I had nobody in my mind. No.
Leanne, you love this. Right, we had Bobby Cannavale on the show recently, and Fev pretty much, he convinced Bobby that he was playing him.
did he feel it?
I did.
Now, what I love about, I have been able to get hold of the book, Leanne, and already I'm loving it. Now, it's based on a family of tennis players, and you're able to capture the nuances of the people you portray in your book so well. Do you have, is tennis something from your past?
Yeah, no, now I can be caught out on tennis too, because I don't have a tennis background. I did play just recreationally, but no, I don't follow the tennis. So I did do an embarrassing radio interview very recently for the UK, where he was saying to me, and I can't believe you're releasing this book on today of all days. And I was thinking, what's he talking about? I don't know. You all know, I bet, because of the young British player who won the
she won the US Open. Yes.
I know, how embarrassing. tennis is a backdrop to the story, and it's about players who didn't make it. So what I got interested in is if you have the talent and you make all the sacrifices, and then in the end you don't actually make it, which is the case for the vast majority of tennis players.
Have you thought about when it goes to the big screens, who would play those roles? Because one Fifi Box, who you're talking to right now, our co-host, our captain, she was a Wonga Park
under 14 champion.
Under 14. No, I think you're runner-up.
I think I could be Brooke, maybe.
You could be.
Yeah, thank you, Leanne. Yeah,
Fifi was really down there when you said when tennis players have all the talent and ability but don't make it, Fifi dropped her head.
She did drop her head. Now, Leanne, I guess the biggest thing that we all can't stop thinking about is the fact that you've got these Hollywood stars that just can't get enough of you. When that all started, when Nicole and obviously Reese Witherspoon reached out and wanted to produce your story, has that just been a huge shift in your life? I imagine they're your mates now, they're friends, but it must have been huge for you.
Yes, there have been some amazing moments. I have to say my normal day-to-day life is exactly the same. So I still sit at my computer. There have just been some glamorous interludes. But even, you know, the glamorous interludes, there are people ready to bring me down. So, for example, going to the Emmys, sitting in the back of the car with my husband, and I can always remember a policeman stopping us on the way, and he said to the driver, "So have you got a celebrity in the back there?" And the driver said, "Nope."
Oh, no!
And then the policeman said, "So this way then." So we had to go the roundabout way.
Oh, that's brutal.
I'm kept grounded.
Does Nicole or Reese or any of the big stars that you are mates with, that are the big celebrities, do they ring you up and say, "Mate, put pen to paper, write another book. I want to be in your new film."
Well, this one, there really wasn't a role for this one has been optioned by David Heyman, who's the producer of the Harry Potter films and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. So I know everybody thinks that every single book I write will have a role for Nicole, but I think she wouldn't want, there really isn't in this particular book.
Nicole just stands through waiting for the statuesque blonde already. Where am I fitting into this?
The tennis player that just didn't quite make it.
She was absolutely there in Nine Perfect Strangers. I could see her for Masha right from the beginning.
Absolutely. Well, we are loving that. We can't wait. We've got two more episodes to see. And just, we love your books. Keep writing them, Leanne. This was big news yesterday. It is available now. Leanne Moriarty's Apples Never Fall. And it was so nice to meet you. Thanks for coming on the show, Leanne.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Let's continue now at the Fox with Oh Well Wednesdays.
Do I get royalties now, Boxy?
Should have asked Leanne.
Do I get royalties now?
I don't know that she did say it was you.
I think she confirmed.
I don't know.
I don't know what you heard.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, right now, though, let's talk SAS Australia. It's huge at the moment on Channel 7. Another episode last night. We spoke to Ant Middleton, the DS, the big staff guy, great guy, and
spoke to Bryn Edelston,
first contestant
who dropped out, which is amazing because in that episode she said, "I haven't been good at many things. Maybe I'll be good at this," minutes before dropping out. Weird.
Wasn't going to happen. But apparently a list has leaked of all the SAS celebrities that got rejected.
Oh boy.
And firstly, I can't believe people put their hand up for this because I can honestly say this is one show I would never consider.
Yeah, me neither.
Never consider doing.
Oh, no.
And I'm surprised by this. So apparently, and this is according to this leaked list, Jodie Gordon, Home and Away Neighbours actress, apparently she has applied twice, two years running, and she's been knocked back. She'd be good, wouldn't she?
That's a thing with SAS. Not everyone completes it, so they've got to keep going back.
But
so she could be third time lucky next year.
But she just would have seen Bryn get on the show. Like, no offence to Bryn, but if you see Bryn get on...
Oh, that...
Bryn's more famous than Jodie Gordon.
It's not about fame, isn't it?
Jodie Gordon's... No.
Well, Jodie Gordon's more famous than... There's an actress there I've never heard of.
Imagine just thinking, well, I pushed myself to my physical and mental limits and I tried as hard as I could and they've rejected me. I wonder who is stronger and more mentally set. Is that Manu? Oh, no.
Another one. Now, Lachie Gilbert, he won Survivor, didn't he? I mean, he's the former Bachelor.
I read this article, Boxy. It said he needed cash.
So they didn't let him on because he just wanted to do it for cash?
He wanted to bring a metal detector, have a look around the outback.
He wanted cash.
I mean, I reckon there's a fair few in there that are doing it for cash. Isn't that the whole point?
100%. You're not doing it for any other reason.
But he'd be great because he's a good-looking guy. He's a former Bachelor. He was a survivor.
He was upset because he reckons he's physically capable enough to complete the course.
I reckon
course.
He is.
Can I tell you something? Before the first season... My manager called me and said they're going to make a show here in Australia called SAS Australia. They've asked if you would be interested.
Oh,
and I said yes. And then the producers must have just seen a recent photo and we never heard again. they withdrew.
That's great. Now, this is one I would like to see Bachelorette star Kieran Stott. He's... I was going to say Irish mate, just English mate.
We've had him in here.
Yeah, we've had him in here. He's the bad boy.
He tried to get on.
Yeah. He tried to get, was it Angie Kent or Sophie Monk? He was in that version of The Bachelorette. And then he went to Bachelor in Paradise and made a mess of that.
Yeah.
And he was the bad guy, the villain. He'd be fantastic. I would love to see him on this, but apparently they didn't want him.
He wanted redemption, Boxy, from Love Island.
The Block twins, Josh and Luke, well, they're busy building houses, but apparently they'd like to go on it.
You'd be fine, though, I reckon. If you came from Love Island, I reckon you're fine to go on SAS Australia. Like, if you can handle talking with the other contestants on Love Island, you're mentally fine. You're so strong.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, Fee, I don't want to step on your toes. I know sports news is your bag. Mm. And there was a bit of sports news yesterday on ABC Breakfast, on the ABC morning show. And I would normally let you cover the sport, but then this is mainly about accidentally swearing on TV. And I thought, that's probably my bag. And one of the hosts, Tony Armstrong, It was a little slip in his story.
Excellent. Pain has a bulging disc that has been, that's a funny one, has been causing him pain. I'm going to throw to you very quickly, Michael.
Bulging what?
Disc.
Disc.
I said disc.
That's what I thought you said. Thank you, Tony.
I'm just going to drink water.
Mate, over to you.
Why me? Don't bring me into this. Is my mic working? I hope not.
How quick was he on the hands after that? I'm getting rid of this story. See you later. Over to you, mate.
Quicker than when he played footy.
No good? Yeah. Wasn't he a good footy player?
No. Oh.
Who did he play for, Tony Armstrong?
He played for Sydney. He played for, I think, Adelaide. He played like 3 or 4 teams. But he didn't play many games.
He's quite young, isn't he?
It was recently. But he's better at what he does now. He used to be on the Ma Rook footy show. Is it Ma Rook footy show? Ma Rook footy show? And he's kicking. He's on the project, bro.
I do like that, though, that they all laughed. Because I think sometimes people can try and be a bit serious about it.
Well, like, breakfast radio and television, it's hard to get your brain going all the time. When I did the weather for Sunrise, I had a few of those moments.
I'm glad you said it's hard to get your weather going, Boxy.
Did I say hard to get your weather going? Remember when
No, I'm glad you said that. Talking about what he was talking about.
We had a
bulging disc.
I think Leon's trying to find it. He's going to get it. I was doing a cross.
To do weather as well, you're up at 3 in the morning.
Oh, yeah. And there's a female doing hair and makeup. So in some dodgy motel. Like it was nothing glamorous about doing the weather for Sunrise. But on this occasion, there was a storm in Lilydale. And I'm from Wonga Park, so it was just down the road. And
still got the hair and makeup done at a motel?
Yes, absolutely. I had to, and they said to me, you've got to find, and this is the brief you get when you're a weather presenter, they say find the worst backdrop because when we cross to you, viewers want to see the devastation. And I rang and I went, there's just none. Like it was just a storm. Like, guys, there's nothing that severe. But there was a tree that had come down. So I was standing in front of this tree trying to explain how bad this storm was, and I was just making it up. And then I tried to throw to the weather around the country, I believe.
I've got a couple here, Faye, to be honest.
Hang on.
Leon.
Look, one of the grabs in there isn't beeped.
That's okay. You didn't beep Tony Armstrong.
You say a pretty bad word.
Oh, yeah. Don't play
but
that
look,
one. Look,
it's a blooper.
Everyone's nervous.
But I think it's a blooper if it said
just
live.
Play it.
Not the
just play it.
Well, I'll tell you why they're nervous, because the grab says it's Fifi Weather uses the C word.
Oh, dear. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
Cold front.
Is everyone nervous? I don't know.
Can I play it?
Leon?
Just play it, man.
Well, hang on. Look, kids in cars maybe don't listen for the next 20 seconds.
It was an accident. I'll play
just
it.
Just dump it. You got the chance to dump it. If she doesn't like it, just dump it.
Play it, and if we think it's too far, then dump it.
This is Fifi on Sunrise.
Later this afternoon. Right now, though, let's check the weather around the rest of the country.
Fine.
Country, yeah.
It was just a stumble.
Cold front.
See, we've all done them.
I would have done it.
101.9 The Fox.
Let's talk Zooms, and we are going to open the phone lines 13 10 60. We want to hear some Zoom fails. And more often than not, it's when you leave your mic on. And if anyone does homeschooling with their kids, this happens constantly. If you're in the kitchen while your child is on homeschooling, all you'll hear is a teacher going, Mikey, can you turn your mute? Can you mute it? Thank you. Okay. Yep. Holly, can you press mute? That's just the whole meeting.
Oh, really?
Because kids, because they're kids.
I haven't got to see homeschooling on Zoom.
Oh, well, all the kids have to put it on Zoom. But when you've got preps and grade ones doing
I did it the other day, Boxy. Lenny was out the back in a Zoom class, and I had the door open because it was hot, and I was pumping some songs out, just tuning, just singing to myself. And all of a sudden, I hear this teacher going, Lenny, your dad is the worst singer. And she's like, because Lenny didn't realize she had it on mute. It didn't have it on mute.
Oh,
and the whole class is laughing at me. And I had no top on, cruising around my house.
I do, Fev, I do love that even at 40 years of age, still getting in trouble at a high school.
Yeah, I still got in trouble by the teacher.
Teacher's still telling you off.
It's so embarrassing.
Well, I'm going to play some audio. And this has hit the news, the headlines, because it's great fun. New South Wales Deputy Premier. He, John Barilaro. Yeah.
Barbaro.
Thank you, Nick. Barilaro. But it says what do you reckon?
Barilaro.
You ask me.
Barilaro. Because you're not next to me. You can't see the piece of paper. Barilaro. I'm going to stop saying his name. Anyway, he's the Deputy New South Wales Premier. He was doing a Zoom call with journalists. And one journo, she fired up because she thought he was avoiding his question. Her name is Sky Hull. So let's have a listen. She just didn't realise she hadn't muted it before she started abusing the guy.
I'll come back to you.
Thank you.
Okay, I have you.
Call me back.
Same thing, scared, hungry, freaking rumors. No.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon now. Can you hear me?
He turned his camera off on me. Sorry, I'm pissed off. He purposely did that. I saw him fiddling around with the thing and he turned the camera off when it was replying to my question. And that's why
Sky,
I said...
Sky, we can hear all of that and that's not correct. I didn't turn off the camera. I was actually trying to find the next question. So, Sky, we heard everything you just said. Disappointed. And everyone else heard it as well, just letting you know. Sorry, Javier, you go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tough for Javier. I'm very tough to follow that.
I reckon tougher for Sky.
I know, Sky, she hasn't...
But if you didn't like him, who cares?
Well, no, but think about it. As a journo, she's got to interview him all the time and he's never going to forget that. Oh, yeah, Sky, anything else you want to say about me? But that's it. Leon, we have Zoom meetings. We're not on them, guys. I don't think we're invited. But all
no,
the executive team and all the people here at the Fox have these. Leon's mouthing to me, I am invited. Okay, yeah. I've got other things on. But, Leon, what happened in a... nationwide radio Zoom call.
Yeah, there was across both our stations in our company, which is Triple M and Fox, all the staff around Australia. Our big boss DC was going through some results, and I didn't realise my mute was off, and I was having a joke with someone across the office and yelled, "Can you keep the F down?"
Ooh,
and
language.
Then my boss told me to turn my microphone off.
And your language. I don't speak to people like that in the office.
No. It's a joke.
Well, was it?
Fun joke.
Yeah. 13 10 60. We want to hear Zoom fails. Gabby Geelong. Hi, Gabby.
Good morning, guys. I work in private health insurance. Was in the most important Zoom meeting for the week with management in it. And my desk is sort of tucked away behind a corner. And out of nowhere, my 5-year-old son has thrown a paper plane at my head, which hit me. I've fallen off my chair and got back up, and the whole meeting was killing themselves laughing.
Oh, that's good.
You got good taken paper out plane. By a paper plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
pretty
that's
funny.
Great.
I would have said, thankfully, I've got the best private health insurance, so there's nothing to worry about there. Thanks, everyone. Just try and spin it into a positive for work.
Oh, that's great, Gabby. Macy and Doreen. Hi, Macy.
Hi, how you going, guys?
Good, Macy. Good. Did you have a Zoom call go a bit wrong?
Well, it wasn't me personally. It was my little 12-year-old brother. He was in a Zoom class with his teacher and one other student, and they both had their cameras on and everything. And the other student's mum walked straight into the frame completely naked.
Oh! Wow.
I know. So the teacher had to call my mum and ask if my brother was okay mentally and all that. And my brother's just there laughing. He was loving it.
Yeah.
Man, that would have been wrapped.
I remember being a 12-year-old boy. You'd be like, yes, come on!
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
A pigeon-mad woman has hit the headlines today.
Sorry, James Lake, we've got the... We've taken the big bit of news.
She's an animal lover. Her name's Meggie Johnson. I love animal lovers. Good
Meggie.
People. They're good people. Meggie.
Of course it is. Yep.
Meggie, as she saves rescue pigeons. So, I don't know how you distinguish between a pigeon that needs to be rescued and just vermin that are just out getting, like, trying to steal stuff that, like, you know, eat your food like pigeons do.
Yeah.
Which ones need rescuing? It's a good point.
Probably ones that have been hit by cars or something.
Maybe. Well, anyway, she's got rescue pigeons and she spends $7,500 Australian on giving them outfits.
Oh. Huh.
Like she makes them little, they're like little jumpsuits for a pigeon.
Yeah.
But they're fashionista. Like she goes all out. Like she doesn't hold back. That she's got more money than sense, clearly. But she's made them a wardrobe, about 17 outfits. She gets them the poshest stroller, you know, like when you have babies.
Wow.
And by the way, any expectant mums or dads, don't fall for it. A stroller's a stroller. Like a pram's a pram. But you've got to get the best pram of the moment.
Is she showing them off at like any fancy event that like well-dressed birds can go to, like the Met Gala?
Oh!
Yuck.
He's left the studio.
Wow. Hey, she would have been handy when I was actually playing at the Arawonga Pigeons, because what we used to do, the night before the grand final, we used to go to the silos. Obviously, in the country, that all the pigeons sit in the silos. So we used to climb up the ladders and stuff, and then they catch them and put them in cages. So when we ran out for the grand final through the banner, we let all the pigeons out the cages because we're the pigeons. So she could have made like little numbers and stuff and put like little jackets and had 25 on the back. That's fair.
I knew.
They used to fly out. That would have been amazing.
It was just countdown to how long until a pigeon's got a Fev jersey on, wasn't it?
Mate, how sick would that have been? Amazing.
1019, The Fox. Beepy Fev and Nick, nickname detectives. Who's in 1060? Call now. Time for us to play nickname detectives.
You tell us your nicknames and we try to figure out how you got that nickname. Detective hats at the ready. Stephanie from Mentone. Hi, Steph.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Steph. Now, what is your nickname?
My nickname is Polly.
Polly?
Wanted a cracker.
Do you love crackers?
I do, with cheese.
Is that it?
But no, it's not. Oh.
What's your last name?
Styring.
Polly Styring. Ben. Yep. Bang.
Oh, bang.
Oh,
boom.
I didn't even get to my whole "Do you have a dolly that's sick?" bit that I was going to go with. Oh, well done, Styrene.
Yep, pretty unusual.
That is unusual.
Great
Polly.
Nickname.
That's a brilliant. In fact, your parents should have just gone with that.
Polly.
I would rate that. Polly Styrene.
Yeah, my dad's nickname is Polly as well. So.
Oh, Polly. Polly's in the family.
Good, good, good. Get Brendan.
Multi-generational, same nicknames.
Does that happen? Yeah.
So I'd call her Holden. Because it's Stephanie Styrene, SS, Holden SS.
Oh, oh, yeah.
If the dad's already Polly.
Got Polly.
Well, all my kids get Fev. Like me, gets Fev.
Yeah, but that's a surname.
So's hers.
No, that's an addition on the... Oh, no. It's a fractured inspector unit.
Yeah, okay.
You're having a go of my nickname,
let's
Fev.
Let's get on board.
Sorry.
Well, Sam in Bayswater North. Hi, Sam.
Hi. Hi.
Now, it's Sam, your daughter's nickname, is that right?
Yeah, it's Choo Choo.
She dresses in lots of tutus?
No.
What's your surname?
Bull.
Bull.
Tutu. Bull.
Do you live near a train station every time the train goes past?
No, but close.
Does she Loves sound a like a train? Tutu?
No.
See, I wanted to go back to ballerinas, but I think that's the wrong area.
Yeah.
No.
Instead of choo-choo, she says choo-choo.
No.
Is it something to do with how toddlers speak, how they get words wrong?
Yes.
Choo-choo.
So, all right, so we might have got it. What is it, Sam?
It's her brother. When he was little, her name's Talitha.
Oh, we should have asked what her name is.
Yeah. And he was like, he used to love playing with trains, and he would say, toot, 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 and she would respond. So, but he just called her toot, toot, and then it just stuck ever since.
Oh, that's so cute.
I think we're
toot,
two from two.
I reckon we're on fire.
I think we're two from two.
This we're
two,
two. Fantastic.
We're two, two.
Finally, guys, let's make it a clean sweep. Talia from Moorabbin. Hi, Talia.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Talia. What is your nickname?
Jen.
Were you... Team Why? Jen in the Friends debacle?
Ah, good.
No.
Has it got something to do with that, though?
No.
Are you Jen Y? Is it...
Jen.
Jen.
Do you look What's like a... Jennifer Garner?
No.
Jennifer Lawrence?
No.
Is it anything Jennifer? To do with the word of word Jennifer?
No. My name is Talia.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. It's...
Genitalia. Bang.
Yes. Guys, three for three. That's amazing, wow. Jen. Talia, sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit sad. All the boys at school used to call me that.
Of course the boys did.
Kevin Bloody Wilson, his daughter, tours with him, and her stage name is Jenny Talia.
What's her real name?
I assume that's.
Mate, there's
lie
some
to us,
good nicknames.
They're creative nicknames.
Yeah.
And just again, guys, and Brendan Favola, you were at the front of this. We just nailed that. I reckon we've never gotten a three from three in nickname detectives.
No, we rarely get one from three.
We don't keep scores, but geez, it feels good to get three from three.
Phoebe, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.9.